Welcome back to our sourcing podcast. Today, I'm going to walk you through the story of one of my favorite clients and friends and talk to you about the four biggest mistakes that they made recently when posting a job for a junior recruiter. And you know, you want to really pay attention to this because I'm going to be honest with you, 95% of all HR, corporate HR people are making these same four mistakes. And it's actually what's causing a huge part of their shortage of applicants right now. So stick around, listen to it with an open heart and an open mind, because I can tell you that most likely you're making these same mistakes and it's actually dramatically impacting the number of qualified candidates you're getting for your jobs. So I have a good friend who's also a longtime client, and he owns a bunch of restaurants. Clearly, if you follow the news and any of my emails, you know that applicants are hard to come by these days, especially for a restaurant, even though I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure why they're having such a hard time. And this guy specifically shouldn't, because he's actually been taking some of my advice on adding PTO for part-timers and their line staff, etc. But one of his team reached out to me because they were looking to hire a junior recruiter. And he had posted a job a few weeks ago and only had 5 applicants in 7 days. I personally went through the applicants and not a single one of them was even close to being qualified, even though his job ad that I read clearly stated all of the requirements that he was looking for. And so he wanted to know what he should do. Specifically, he was wanting to know where he should sponsor the job or where he should spend money because he really needed to fill it. Now, make sure you stick around to the end and I'll explain exactly what I did and the results they got. But luckily, this just happened to be the perfect story for me to introduce the first stage of our sourcing roadmap called foundation or content. Now, like it or not, sourcing job applicants is just like content marketing. And if you haven't heard of content marketing before, you can go and Google it, either content or inbound or whatever, you know, those two core keywords, and read about it from HubSpot. But in effect, content marketing is a way to market a product or service by creating content, text, blog posts, videos, etc., that you put out into the search engines in hopes that that valuable content will attract people to your website, usually to your blog. And the deal is, if you in HR or if you're a corporate, you know, manager or whatever, refuse to accept that hiring is just content marketing and adjust your approach, you're going to be making the same mistakes my friend's team was making. And it will be the reason that you're struggling to get applicants and not the economy or the unemployment payouts or anything like that. Look, I see HR teams making these same four mistakes over and over and over again. And when applicants were plentiful, these mistakes weren't a huge deal. I honestly believe it was still holding back their organization, but there were so many applicants out there that most people didn't notice that they were having this problem. But now that the market is tightened up and everybody's struggling, it's literally destroying a lot of companies' ability to get enough applicants to actually hire somebody good. So here they are, the four most costly and detrimental mistakes when it comes to sourcing qualified applicants. Number one, almost mindlessly posting without preparing, meaning grabbing a job, either copying it, grabbing an old one you posted before, something like that, slapping it together and just throwing it out on the job boards as quickly as possible normally, because you're in such a rush to get the job ad live so you can start getting applicants. Number two, focusing on what the manager wants. That would be like a requisition form or a job description, not who the manager wants, meaning the target employee that would be a good fit for this job that they want to clone. Number three, making the ad about what the employer wants and the demands they have, such as requirements and duties and qualifications, and not about why the job seeker should want the job. And then finally, number four, not creating screening questions that will easily bring the most qualified people to the top. Now, if you make the first three mistakes, the last one, number four, isn't a big deal because you probably don't get that many applicants anyway. Like my friend's company, when you only get 5 people who apply, the screening questions don't matter. But when you do it the right way, you're going to have to make sure that you have screening questions so that the top people, the best people come to the top and you can get to them quickly before they get hired. Now, in this instance, the job ad was targeting the wrong people, specifically recruiters. And look, I don't have a problem with recruiters, but this job and the pay would not be a good fit for somebody who has recruiting experience. Next up, it was a big giant list of requirements and supposed preferences. And by the time you get all the way done with this, it would just scare away good people who could actually do the job because they felt completely unqualified for it. Number three, the supposed qualified people that it did attract didn't apply because the pay was way less than what they're probably making right now. In fact, they're probably making 50 to 100% more than what's being offered if they actually were a fit for the job. Next, because of all that, only the people who applied or the only people who applied were totally unqualified because those were the only individuals who either didn't care about being unqualified for the job or actually saw the pay as a huge upgrade because of their unqualification. Now, if they had actually fixed these things, they only had three job questions, which wouldn't have sorted the qualified people to the top of the list anyway, and they would have had to review and look at every single resume. Again, this wasn't a big deal because they only got five applicants, but imagine if they'd gotten 40 or 50. It would have wasted precious days, and they might have ended up missing out on the best ones because they'd already moved on. So here's what I did to solve the problem. Number one, I identified the type of person they should hire. I call this the target job seeker or who they want to clone. Number two, I made a short list of the real functional requirements. A functional requirement is what this person will be doing on a daily basis or what it takes to be effective at the job, not made up requirements like bachelor degrees and certain numbers of years experience in a certain job title, but actual functional requirements like being good on a computer and being comfortable with the internet and being able to type fast and being able to use software, etc. Next up, I chose words that the person, the clone person, would actually be searching for. In this instance, most likely, a junior recruiter hasn't decided to become a recruiter. And again, recruiter is a word that's pretty difficult as far as targeting people with. Next up, I focused on what this person would find appealing about this awesome job because it really was a phenomenal job for an entry-level person who's entering into the space of doing hiring and specifically screening and sourcing in a work-for-home environment, right? Next up, I wrote an ad that was 90% about selling the job to the target job seeker and had just the hard requirements in it, and that's it. And then finally, I created 10 job questions that would allow me to, number one, rank the applicants based on who was the most qualified, number two, filter out people who are totally not a fit for it, and number three, that had them answer a couple of fill-in-the-blank kind of paragraph questions so that I'd be able to get to my top, 50 to 40% of my applicant pool without actually looking at resumes and applications. Now, here's the punchline and the real thing. The results. To remind you, they generated 5 applicants in 7 days of this job being live, and I've now generated 65 applicants in 3 days. My guess is that by the time I hit the 7-day mark, we will be well over 100 applications. That's 20 times more. I didn't spend any extra money. I didn't go and sponsor the job on Indeed or anything like that. More importantly, when I went through and browsed the applicants, half of them actually matched my functional requirements, and a bunch of them actually even matched the requirements that had been set out in the original ad, which doesn't make a lot of logical sense to most people, but it actually is a pretty consistent thing. So over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to show you exactly the process you can go through to create these types of results for your organization. But again, keep in mind our number one takeaway here. Do not rush to get the job live so that you start getting applicants, because if you do it wrong, you're actually not going to get the applicants you need anyway. And fixing it 2 or 3 weeks into the process is just going to cause frustration for you, your managers, your management team, etc. So it's really, really important that you take a moment to take a breath and make sure you nail down the content part of before you start doing the marketing of this job. So stick around. Let me know if you have any questions, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the 90 Days of Sourcing podcast, mini series, whatever you want to call it. Super excited for you to be along this ride and along this journey with us. As you are listening to this, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and watch for new episodes coming out in your email or from the podcast system or however you consume our content. I would love to hear any questions, comments, concerns, feedback you have about today's podcast or any episode, to be honest, of any piece of content, whatever it is, or even to hear your specific challenges and pains you're struggling with sourcing. So if you want to give me some feedback, shoot me an email to ryankohler@applicantpro.com. That's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Kohler, like the faucet, K-O-H-L-E-R, @applicantpro.com. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, good luck hiring.